is the Lamb. Dear congregation, the psalmist said in Psalm 18 and the third verse, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. And consider afresh this morning the Lord and who he is and what he has done. He is most worthy. And so we are to make our promise, but also our resolve, that we will give him the praise. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. As we consider the Lord Jesus Christ on the throne today, do not we join in and say with the millions there in that place, but also around this world, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb. In chapter 4, we come to a new section in the book. This section is from chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 8 and verse 1. Well, in it, and particularly in this section and chapter 4, we have the vision, the heavenly vision, a new vision which John is presented with. A vision of God on his throne, worshipped by the church. And then those who serve him in a special way. So we have the vision of the throne of God and the worship that is being given unto him. In this section we also have the seven seals. You notice verse 1 of chapter 5, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And so in this heavenly vision, we are presented with Christ, the victorious Lamb, for whom the decrees of God or the purposes of God, relative to the church, but then also to the world, are fulfilled. Viewed here by the Lamb taking the book or the scroll with its seven seals from God the Father who was on the throne. Well, in view of Christ, and that he has the book in his hand, great praise is offered by the church, also by God's servants particularly, and then the angels. Come with me to verse 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. Great praise is offered unto the Lord. The Lord is the victorious one, for whom the decrees of God or the purposes relative to the church, but also to the whole world, are fulfilled. He has the book, and he will manage the affairs of God's providence. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. Worthy he is. Well, as we come to this heavenly scene this morning, I'd like us to consider first of all the Lamb who is to be praised. Secondly, the Lamb that was slain. Thirdly, the Lamb that is worthy. And then fourthly, the Lamb who is praised. The first point, we'll consider the Lamb who is to be praised, and our focus is on him. But then when we conclude this morning, we'll consider the Lamb who is being praised. Right at this very moment, we are to continually join in and praise him. Well, first of all this morning then, the Lamb who is to be praised. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. He is the victorious one. He was the one that was slain for us. You see here the focus is on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that has the book. Through him the purposes of God are fulfilled. Things will be unfolded. As we go through these chapters, we see the truth of that. All eyes are on him. And let our eyes be on him this morning. He is the one. He is the Lamb who is to be praised. Worthy is the Lamb. We're thinking of him, the Lord Jesus Christ,
the Lamb of God.
Now, as we saw a few weeks ago, there are other lambs for us in Scripture. In Matthew 10, verse 16, our Lord said to the 12, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And particularly there, the servants of God are described as lambs. The Lord's people further are known as lambs. And we can particularly consider those who have just newly come to faith in the Lord, new converts, lambs in the arms of Jesus. We think of the lambs then. And as we do so, as we think of a little lamb, the little lamb is weak and exposed to danger. The lambs, yet they are in the arms of Jesus. There are many lambs. And dear brothers and sisters, what a blessing to be a lamb in the arms of Jesus. But it is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who is to be praised. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Well, let's open this up a little further as we think of him who is the Lamb who is to be praised. Well, let's consider the lamb. First of all, as we think of a lamb, you think of one that is harmless, a meek creature. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ, so humble, so lowly. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." I am meek, gentle. He's lowly, humble. This characteristic shines forth, his gentleness and his humility. Yes, at times he rebukes, but it's out of love. And what shines forth is his gentleness, as we see in Isaiah 40, verse 11. "He shall gently lead those that are with young. He's meek and lowly in heart." Consider the gentleness of Christ, how he deals with you. He's the Lamb that deals with you in such a tender and gentle way. For there is gentleness in his heart. Think of the Lamb who is to be praised, so tender-hearted towards you. And as you think of his tender heart, he's worthy to be praised for that alone, is he not? Secondly, think of a lamb again and its soft wool. It will not be long before lambing time. And I promised to my wife again I would take her to see some lambs being born. We think of the soft wool. Think of the clothing of humility of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 11, verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." There's that gentleness. There's that humility. The clothing of humility. Just consider him. Consider he humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death of the cross. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. A humble Saviour. Thirdly, think of a pure white lamb. Now we know there are a different number of lambs, and they have different colours. Some have marks, some have blemishes, but some of them are white. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God. Peter writing 1 Peter 1 verse 18 and 19, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Without blemish, without spot. The pure Lamb of God. No fault. No blame. No spot. In the Old Testament, in Exodus 12, we consider there the Passover lamb. And we read this in verse 5. "Your lamb shall be without blemish, the male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or Fromney goats, without blemish, the spotless Lamb of God. Firstly, he had and he has no original sin. He's the spotless Lamb of God. In Hebrews 7 verse 26 we read, "For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." Holy, he's the spotless one. Thomas Boston wrote, "Perfectly holy, pure and untainted nature. No original sin." Secondly, neither did he do any actual sin. 1 Peter 2 verse 21, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again." Not one sin did he commit. The spotless Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. In a moment we'll consider that he was slain, but consider here at this point, he is the spotless one. He met the conditions in full. So you think of a lamb, a pure white lamb. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ, the spotless one. Fourthly, think of a lamb that is chosen. A lamb that is chosen. A number of years ago, I used to go to Salisbury Market with my grandfather. And while my granny and my mum and my sister went to the market in the town, the fruit and veg market, we looked around the cattle market. And my grandfather used to take us into the selling rings and look at the cows that were being sold. We would walk over to the pig pens and look at the pigs that were being sold. Around the back to where the chicken and the ducks were being sold. But then also outside to where the sheep and the lambs were being auctioned. And I used to like to go and see them. And I was at ease when I saw the sheep and the lambs. It wasn't the case when I saw the pigs, particularly the sows, because they could be quite ferocious. But the sheep and the lambs, they didn't bother me. And so I would stand there as a boy with my grandfather, watching on as the sheep and the lambs were sold. Well, before they were sold, auctioned off, the farmers would inspect the lambs as well as the sheep. They would make their choice. Jesus was the chosen Lamb of God. In John 1 verse 36 we read, "And looking upon Jesus," that is, John looking upon Jesus, "as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God, God's Lamb." In Isaiah 42 verse 1, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted." And so Jesus is the chosen Lamb. Peter speaking of him again in 1 Peter 1 verse 19, "as of a lamb without blemish and without spot," went on to say in verse 20, "who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." He was foreordained. And as we think of that, we are led to consider that he was chosen. He was God's Lamb, of God's choice, and of God's provision. The spotless Lamb, who was chosen by God, is worthy to be praised. Worthy is the Lamb. Focus on him. Now, we considered this morning that we're lambs. We're to be like Christ. Oh, so focus on him. And give him the praise. And give him the praise by seeking to so follow in his steps. He's worthy to be praised. Psalm 72 verse 15. "And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised." Let the Lamb be praised here again in this place, this day, and in days to come. And is it not our desire, but also our concern, that we're found praising him, and that there will be a people in days to come praising the Lamb here in this place. Well, let's move on and consider secondly this morning, the Lamb that was slain. The Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom.
The thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're considering the Lamb and the Lamb that was slain.
And it reminds us, does it not? When we worship the Lord, when we sing the psalms, when we give praise in prayer, we are to think often of Calvary's love towards us. We're to consider him. We're to keep going back to Calvary and consider afresh what the Lord has done as we offer praise. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. As we've already considered this morning, he's the spotless one. Oh, to admire his beauty. To admire his purity as we worship the Lord. But also to consider the great sacrifice. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. We need to make this prayer often. Lead me again and again to Calvary. Lead me again and again to Calvary. Something keeps popping up on my phone and my computer every day. And it's this. The cross is the final word. Oh, to be led back to Calvary. Oh, to think of Calvary as we come to worship the Lord. Oh, to think of Calvary each and every day. In our own homes, but also in times of public worship. To consider him who so loved us and gave himself for us. To remember that we were bought with a price. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Oh, to think of his dying love as we offer praise. Note these words here. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The focus is on Jesus. And as we focus in on him this morning, are we not led to consider it's all of him and God's amazing grace? Not only praise for ourselves, but for him who went all the way to the cross. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The Passover lamb was to be killed. In Exodus 12 verse 5 we read, "Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it unto the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the children of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." In order for there to be life, a lamb was to be killed. Jesus, the Lamb of God, had to face death in order that there would be life. John 10 verse 10, "I am come that they might have life." And we know in coming into this world, he would meet the conditions of life, which included his sufferings and death. He had to suffer. He had to die. And as you think of these words here this morning, are we not humbled? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He was slain for us. And does it not teach us something else here? When we offer praise each and every day, and as we gather, not only are we to consider Calvary's love, but we are to do so in such a humble way. For he was slain for us. It was our sin that caused him to be nailed to the tree. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He had to suffer and he had to die. In that well-known chapter, Isaiah 53, we read in verse 4, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as the sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth."
And as we've read those words again, we've considered afresh what he suffered in his humiliation. He was stricken, touched. He was smitten of God. He was afflicted. He faced the sword of divine justice. He was burdened and felt the blows of divine wrath. And there on the cross, he faced death itself. What a death it was. Philippians 2 verse 8, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Such an agonizing death. Such pain, young people here this morning. He was in such agony as he hung there at Calvary or upon the cross. He was treated as a criminal. And further, being under the curse, he was charged with my iniquities. Galatians 3 verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. He was under the curse, charged with my sins. Oh, what he suffered. How he was forsaken. What agony he knew in his body, but then also in his soul. A bodily death took place. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. His blood was shed. He had to suffer. He had to face death. He had to shed his precious blood. Why? Well, what do we read in Hebrews 9 verse 22? Without shedding of blood is no remission. There be no pardon. There'd be no forgiveness. We would not be able to approach God now and worship him. We would not be able to give him the praise which is due unto him. He had to suffer. And when we consider our many sins, and further those sins we cannot even focus on or number, are we not thankful that he went all the way? And that he was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Lord, bring me often to Calvary, that I might refocus and give him the praise. Dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. Every day, we need to encamp at Calvary, to consider what he did for us all those years ago, and give him the praise. Because if he did not go all the way, we would not be forgiven. We would not be saved. We would not have the hope of heaven. All what he has done for us. Oh, how precious he is. And oh, how precious is the thought that through him there is forgiveness. One of old wrote, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What a Saviour we have, who went all the way to Calvary. What a Redeemer we have, who in his last few moments, he in great love thought of us. Worthy is the Lamb that is slain. Thirdly, the Lamb that is worthy. We've already touched on this, but let's now focus on this. The Lamb that is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy. He is so worthy. Consider who he is, as we have done this morning. Consider what he has done for us as well. He is so worthy. Now we have this word, worthy. It can be translated as deserving. As drawing praise. He is worthy. There have been many who have been valiant in battle. And being seen as worthy, they've received a medal. The Victorian Cross is the highest and most prestigious award awarded for gallantry to members of the British Armed Forces. And the Victoria Cross was introduced on the 29th of January 1856 by Queen Victoria to honour acts of valour during the Crimean War.
they were counted worthy, deserving of receiving that medal. Consider the Lord Jesus Christ. He is so deserving. I am not. Remember what Jacob said before meeting Esau. I am not worthy the least of all the mercies and of the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Genesis 32 verse 10. I am not worthy, he says to the Lord. And we say that, do we not, to him? I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Think of the mercies the Lord has bestowed upon you today. Food and clothing, the air we breathe. What a mercy it is to have these things. We're not worthy of them, are we? Think of other mercies, the freedom we have, the liberty to worship the Lord. A Bible in our hands. Oh, we're not worthy. When we think of ourselves, we are not worthy of any mercy or any commendation. But oh, then we turn to Jesus. He is so deserving. Note the eyes are focused on Jesus. Yes, there are times when we have to look within, but don't stay there too long. Look unto Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. We know we are not worthy, but then we're led to consider him. He is worthy. He is deserving the praise. He draws the praise. You know how it is at times. You're reading and then your heart is touched and you're found giving him the praise. He draws the praise. He's so deserving. Worthy is the Lamb. Consider your Redeemer. As we have done so already, he gave his life for you. He was slain for you. Consider again Calvary's love. He is so worthy. And then consider he saved you in the time of love. He's so worthy. He drew near tonight. We'll consider that question. Where art thou? Which was put to Adam. And it revealed the state man was in. It also revealed God's anger, but it also manifested God's mercy. He drew near. Consider Christ, he drew near to you. He saw everything about me and you, yet he did not stop. He came all the way through his Spirit. He is worthy. He saved you. Consider how he has helped you. He's so worthy. He supported you. At times like Peter, you were sinking. He came and he put out his hand and he got hold of you and helped you. Oh, how he helps. We need that help. He helps us. There's times when we think, how can we go on another step? He gives us the strength to take that step. Oh, he is so worthy. Consider how he has delivered you. Brothers and sisters, he's delivered you from thousands of things. He will deliver you as well in the future. Worthy is the Lamb. Consider how he supports you in affliction. Leads you in the valley. Assures you of his love. Worthy is the Lamb. He is so worthy. He will never desert you. He is worthy. He will never turn you away. I was reading in Spurgeon's checkbook of faith this morning, those words, all that the Father giveth shall come to me, and him that cometh to me will I in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. He did not turn us away on that initial occasion, and he does not turn us away on subsequent occasions, dear brethren. At times we feel our prayers are weak and we stumble in prayer. At times we feel our praises are not what they ought to be, but he will not turn away. Worthy is the Lamb. Consider he is in control, as we've already noted this morning. He has the book. Through him, the purposes, the decrees of God are unfolded. He's on the throne. He's the King of Kings. He is worthy to be praised. What's happening in Parliament? What's happening in this country? What's happening in this locality? What's happening in America? What's happening in China? But all we take comfort, he's on the throne. And he's working his purposes out. Worthy is the Lamb. We look around and there's much to bring us concern. We look up, worthy thou art. He is worthy.
Consider him. Call upon him. As you praise him in song and as you praise him in prayer and say, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And you consider this here. He's receiving the praise. Oh, let him receive your praise each day. Is he receiving the praise from your heart at this very moment? Worthy is the Lamb. Though we suffer affliction, though we can be cast down, we look to him. Worthy is the Lamb. Thou art worthy. Make it plain to the Lord that you think him worthy. You know, a husband will often say to his wife, you're precious. I like to say that, you're precious. The wife says to the husband, well, you're precious to me. You let it known. You children, you speak to one another, don't you? To your brothers and sisters. You're precious to me. I hope you do anyway. You're precious. You let it known. You're a dear friend to me. Let it known to the Lord. He is so worthy. Make it plain to him that you count him worthy. Let him hear your praise. Worthy is the Lamb. And present him to others as one who is worthy. And you know, we will be helped in presenting him as one who is worthy if we focus much on him and count him as worthy ourselves. Jesus is my all in all. Song of Solomon 5 verse 16. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved and this is my friend. O daughters of Jerusalem. You see there, the people of God and the individual believer, they're taken up with the Lord. His mouth is most sweet. How he has spoken to my soul. What grace has been poured forth into his lips, and he's ministered grace to me. How he's spoken to me of his love and his favour and his mercy. How he's comforted me on the journey. His mouth is most sweet. He's altogether lovely. This is my beloved. This is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Present him as one you hold dear. Present him as one you hold as worthy, deserving of the praise. He is so worthy. Worthy of the praise. Well, as we conclude this morning, fourthly, the Lamb who is praised. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. He's worthy. And here we're given an insight to that great praise that is being offered. Worthy to receive. He's to have the praise. Now, we note certain things here. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. Now, he has these things, yet here it is acknowledged, ascribed to him, and he is glorified and praised in the consideration of them. These things here in verse 12 are acknowledged. They already belong to him, but they're acknowledged, ascribed to him, and he is glorified and praised in the consideration of them. And so we praise the Lamb by considering these things as well. Listen to John Gill. When he is said to be worthy to receive these, it is not to be understood of his receiving the things themselves, but of the praise of them. And that these are to be observed in him and to be ascribed to him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. They're giving praise to him through the consideration of these things. He's the glorious Redeemer, the victorious Redeemer. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He has the power to save and to rule. Considering his power, he's worthy to be praised, and we praise him. What a comfort that is when we think of his power. He has the riches. We admire his excellencies. And then further, what a supply, what a resource he has at his disposal in order to bless his people. He has the riches. Oh, we praise him for his riches. And in light of them, consider the wisdom. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom. Consider how he manages all things. Consider how he manages the affairs of the church. He is the king that reigns with wisdom. And as we admire his wisdom, we can say all things work together for good to them that love God. And in thinking of his wisdom, we praise him. Worthy is the Lamb. Consider again his strength. He has a strong arm. Dear child of God, you like me feel your weakness. Yet we have one who has such a strong arm. We are lambs in his arms, and those arms are tender to bring us near to his heart and to carry us, but also those arms are strong to carry us through affliction. Worthy is the Lamb to receive strength. He has it, but we ascribe it and we praise him in view of it. He has a strong arm. He has the honour. He is esteemed. We think that he is so worthy, that he is honourable. He's esteemed. And we give him the praise in view of this. Then we have the word glory, the worship. You consider the worship being given, and we go and worship him, do we not, in consideration of that worship which is offered. He's deserving of it. And then the blessing. You think of the blessing, the adoration given to him, and we adore him. In view of the adoration that is being given. It's due to him. It's ascribed to him. Oh, what praise is being offered at this very moment. Oh, if we had a greater insight into heaven. But we're given a little insight into heaven. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, what singing is taking place. You know, I love to hear you sing. You sing well. Sometimes I sit down in the pulpit and I listen to you singing. But oh, one day to listen to the singing in heaven. And dear brothers and sisters, we're going to listen to the singing in heaven. Because we can say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, slain for me. Oh, what praise is being offered there in that place. But also around the world. What a privilege to join him. He is being praised, and he is to be praised. And he ought to be adored with universal adoration. He ought to be adored with universal adoration. We live in a sleepy village. Oh, that sinners would be awoken, and that they would join us. In giving him the praise. Oh, that many more would be converted in this locality. That they would say, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, that many more would be blessed through the Holy Spirit. That they would feel their sin. But then be shown the suitableness of Christ. And be led to Calvary. That their hearts would be touched. So that they would join in with us and say, worthy is the Lamb. Let us each and every day. Of this week, seek to think of Calvary and adore him. Psalm 18, verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I will make your vow before the Lord, make your promise, and be it your resolve to say, worthy is the Lord, worthy is the Lamb. One of old wrote, Jesus was slain for me at Calvary. Crowned with thorns was he at Calvary. There he in anguish died. There from his open side poured forth the crimson tide at Calvary. Pardoned is all my sin at Calvary. Cleansed is my heart within at Calvary. Now robes of praise I wear. Gone are my grief and care. Christ bore my burdens there at Calvary. Wondrous his love for me at Calvary. Glorious his victory at Calvary. Vanquished our death and hell. Oh, let his praises swell. Ever my tongue shall tell of Calvary. Dear brothers and sisters, can I say this lovingly as a pastor to you? We need to be taken up more with Jesus. And we need to sing his praise more often. Why? Because he is worthy. And what's one of our prayers this morning, in view of this morning? Lord, lead us to Calvary. Lord, help us to focus on thy worthiness. Lord, help us to humbly praise thee. The Lamb who is to be praised. Even if we know more challenging times, he is so deserving and he is to be praised. Keep praising him. Keep thinking of him, keep meditating on him, and keep praising him. Keep him in view, stay near to him, have in view his dying love, and keep praising him. And what a prospect. We will have the opportunity forever to sing his praise and to say, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Let us pray.